On a small theater stage in Wakefield, that knocking signals the start of rehearsals at the Contemporary Theater Company. They're working on their improvised comedy Slamming Doors, which runs through September 3rd. For this month's Artscape, I went there to meet Terry Shea, who covers theater for Motif magazine and has a line on what to expect from the great variety of theater that Rhode Island has to offer this fall.
Waltz into taverns.
So, Terry Shea, we are at the Contemporary Theater Company in Wakefield. Mm-hmm. So why don't we start there, and can you give us a little history about what goes on here and what we can look forward to this year?
Sure. CTC is one of the theaters in South County that I like to refer to as below the Cranston-Dixon line for the Providence and North folks. It's a hidden gem in Rhode Island theater. There are a ton of theaters in the state, but this is one of the ones that has been slowly building and building and building over the past several years. They have a home right behind Phil's Restaurant in Main Street in Wakefield, and they do contemporary, challenging, classic. They cover everything. The play they're rehearsing right behind us, Slamming Doors, is the improvised comedy that's going on, but they have, and I'll buck tradition and say the word Macbeth in a theater. I have no problem with that. I know a lot of people do. But they're going to be producing Macbeth. I'm actually involved as the sound designer of that show. And that's coming up here.
Is fall traditionally the season when people kick off their big shows?
Yeah. Most of the theaters have announced the 2016-2017 season. There's very few that haven't announced what they're doing. Start with the mainstays. You could go to Trinity Rep and see a startlingly new adaptation of Beowulf. The GAM has Tom Stoppard, one of my favorite Tom Stoppard shows coming up. That's called Arcadia. That's their first offering. I'm very excited by that. They're also doing American Buffalo. And American Buffalo is just a classic. And they handle Mamet so well. Their production of Glenn Ross from several years back is probably one of the best things I've ever seen them do. And one of the best shows I've ever seen in the state. So I'm very excited to see what they do with American Buffalo. The Children's Hour, Lillian Hellman, another classic, they're doing that as well. Epic Theater is tackling Equus this year. And Equus has always been one of my favorite shows. It's a show I've directed a long time ago. They actually do things on a really small scale. You're not going to see grand sets at Epic Theater. Kevin Broccoli, their artistic director, likes to say, just give me a chair and I'll put on a play. But they did both parts of Angels in America, one of the most daunting, important shows in the history of American theater, and they handled it very, very well. So I'm very interested to see what they'll do with Equus this year. Out Loud Theater is another up-and-coming theater that's really getting noticed. Our artistic director, Kira Hawkridge, who belongs to what we call one of the Rhode Island theater dynasty families, the Hawkridge family. Her father, Alan Hawkridge, used to be the artistic director of Newgate Theater, one of the old theaters back in the 90s. Her mother, Patricia Hawkridge, runs her own theater as well. Kira has a voice. Her shows are very distinct and very challenging. Her production of Dracula last year was one of the most compelling things I've ever seen. She's got a production of Coriolanus coming up very soon. That's probably going to be one of the highlights of this year. So,
where is Out Loud?
Out Loud Theater runs mainly out of the Mathewson Street Church space. There's, once again, people don't know this, but there is a small theater on the top floor of Mathewson Street Church on Mathewson Street in Providence, and that is primarily where they do their shows. Wilbury Theater, which is another, I can't not mention Wilbury Theater in terms of up-and-coming theaters. Wilbury Group out of Providence doing fantastic, fantastic work. And they're doing a very unique mashup of three different plays and authors called Yui, I believe I'm pronouncing that right. That's coming up for their first fall offering. Extremely compelling work.
So let's talk about theater in general in Rhode Island. It seems to me that it's kind of like the food scene or the art scene. There's an incredible variety and wildly talented, more so than you would think for the size.
Oh, absolutely.
Why is that?
Why? I have no idea. I think it's just the right ingredient of there's a demand for it. I think a lot of it has to do with our universities. We've got Providence College, Rhode Island College, URI, CCRI, Roger Williams, all turning out trained performers and technicians, and they need somewhere to work. So there's a demand for it. People want to work somewhere. And back in the day for me being the 80s and 90s, There weren't that many theaters. There were a few community theaters around that are still around. The Players at Barker Playhouse, Pawtucket Community Players. They're still there. They're the mainstays. Trinity Rep was there. But if you wanted to have what we call off-Trinity theater, there were a few back then that are not here anymore. Alias Stage morphed into the GAM in its own way. But the idea of starting your own company was mind-boggling. You couldn't do it. Everybody got out of college and said, well, I'll never get into Trinity Rep. Wouldn't it be great if we started our own company? And you thought, well, I'd need $10,000 and a crew of 20. How would I even print posters? How would I get it known? With social media and the internet, you can essentially start a Facebook page and go, I have a theater. And then the question is, well, where do you perform? Okay, well, I can't afford this black box space at 95 Empire from AS220. I'll do it in a library. I'll do it out in the parking lot. I'll do it wherever. So I think that the paradigm has shifted, that the idea of starting a company is no longer as daunting as it used to be. So people start new companies all the time.
What kind of atmosphere is it? Is it a collaborative or competitive or?
There's a collaboration among all of the theaters in Rhode Island that you never used to see. We have the Rhode Island Theater Alliance, RITA, which is CTC, Epic Theater, and Mixed Magic Theater in Pawtucket, run by another one of the Pitts-Wiley family, another one of the theater dynasties in Rhode Island. They collaborate and share spaces all the time. Out Loud will share spaces with Epic. And so you see a lot of that. Some of that is for practical reasons, because there's only so many spaces in the state for theaters to do their work. And it's very easy to get siloed into your own space. But there's a spirit out there right now where actors and producers and directors and technicians, they want to work with each other and share and collaborate. So there's a lot of that going on. It's very exciting. The danger, of course, can be that with so many theaters in such a small state, you're at risk of diluting the talent pool a little bit, but you're diluting the audience pool a little bit too, you know, and you do run the risk of folks going, well, I want to see theater. I've never heard of Swamp Meadow Community Theater, which is a great little theater. I've never heard of Little Theater Fall River or the Attleboro Players or Out Loud or Epic or even CTC, and they stick with what they know. Oh, I've heard of Trinity. I'll go there, and I'll pay the price that Trinity demands, and there's nothing wrong with that. It's just there's so much more they could see.
Terry Shea, critic for Motif Magazine, thanks for talking to Rhode Island Public Radio.
My pleasure. Thank you.